Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim HaDaf Yomi. This Shir will be relatively short, taking us from Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph to the end of Samach Gimel Amud Bet, which is the end of the 8th Perek of Nidarim, and will effectively end, for right now, our discussion of the issue of terminology of the object and the various conditions of a Neder, as we move towards understanding issues of Hatarat Nedarim, etc. The Mishnah, which is the end of Mishnah Hey, states as follows. Konam yayin she'ini toim l'shana. And we've seen this already. If a person bans wine for a year, nitabra shana, and then, as you will see why I'm saying and then, the year is expanded to add another Adar, nitabra shana surba uvi ibura. You are not allowed to then have wine for 13 months. The other way of reading it is, if you ban wine for the year, that will include through Adar Bet. Ad Rosh Adar, if you said, however, I'm banning wine until the beginning of Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Rishon, then that's only till the beginning of Adar Rishon. Ad Sof Adar, and this is a little bit more surprising, Ad Sof Adar Rishon, it's only till the end of the first Adar. Now, the Gemara immediately addresses this. Alma Stama Da Adar Dekama Rishon Hu. This indicates that the default meaning of Adar is Adar Rishon, because when you said Adar, we're interpreting it as Adar Rishon. Lema Matnitin Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and only Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Meir. Tatanya, Adar HaRishon, Kotev Adar Rishon. This is now referring to Shtarot. If you're writing a Shtar during Adar Rishon, according to Rabbi Meir, you write Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, Kotev Adar Stam. If it's Adar Sheni, you just write Adar. Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the opposite. Adar HaRishon, Kotev Stam. If it's Adar Rishon, you just write Adar. Adar Sheni, Kotev Tinyan. Adar Sheni, write the second one. Adar Sheni, Tinyan, second. In other words, Rabbi Meir thinks that the default meaning of Adar is Adar Sheni, and there's two, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's the Adar Rishon, and it sounds like our Mishnah is only Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaye, Filutem Rabbi Meir. Abaye, again, as we've seen many times, finds a way for our Mishnah to be a consensus, and even our mayor would agree. Because the shtar, you're writing the shtar at that time, so you already know it's a Shana Mu'beret. So you know that that today is Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So our mayor therefore defines Stam Adar when you're aware of all of the factors as Adar Sheni, and Rabbi Yehuda says Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. That's a different issue. In our case, it's a situation where you don't know that the year is going to be expanded. So when you said Adar, you had in mind 3 months from now, or you had in mind a 12-month year, whatever it may be, and then when they added another month, you are only banned until the beginning or the end of the Adar that came first. It's what you expected. Everybody would agree with that. Vahatanya, we have a braita that supports that. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is similar to our Mishnah. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. Now that's a strange phrasing. You say if you banned it till Rosh Chodesh Adar, then it's only till Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Adar Rishon means there's two of them. If it's a Shana Mu'beret, then Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So Michal the Reisha Lav Mu'beret Askin, and that man, it sounds like the Reisha is talking about a situation where it's not Mu'beret, but that's a little strange. Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. How can you call it Adar Rishon if it's not Mu'beret? So Shema Minah Hadapshita Leidim Abrashata Hadalo Yada. So the situation where you know that it's going to be a Shana Mu'beret and you said Adar, then you meant till Adar Sheni. Same thing with a Shtar. However, then that would be Machloket Rabbi Meir Yehuda. But if you didn't know and you said Adar, you meant the first Adar that's coming. You're in Tevet. You said till Adar. So you mean for 6 weeks you won't drink wine. You didn't have in mind that we're going to add another month. Okay, the rest of the Perek is Mishnah, the end of Mishnah Hey, and then Vav, and then Zion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees with the earlier Mishnah we had about Ad HaPesach. And he said Ad Sheyehe means until it's over. He disagrees and says, Lo nitkaven zeh la'ad le'el HaPesach. What the guy obviously meant, and this again is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Lefi Da'at HaNoder. Remember Rabbi Yehuda said about wool and linen. If you're wearing wool, and you say, I've had it, now you ban wool, then you can't wear it, but you can schlep it. If you were schlepping wool and got all sweaty and you said, I'm banning wool, obviously you meant you're banning schlepping wool, but you could still wear wool. Same thing here. Lo'int kamin ze'el ad le'el ha-pesach. Habita says, if you said ad she'ha-pesach, what you meant was until Pesach night. Ad sha'at derech b'nei adam l'shtot yayin. That's when everybody drinks wine. We have 4 cups of wine. And therefore, when you said ad ha-pesach, that's what you meant. Amar konam basar she'en toim ad she'hatzom. If you said, I'm banning meat until the fast, And also, elad leleitzom, what you meant is until the meal before the fast when everybody eats meat. That's the Yom Kippur. So in Kavein Zala, an sha'ashadach b'nei adam l'chol basar. So Yehuda disagrees and has his consistent shita in our understanding of what the person meant in taking a neder. And that is that we look contextually at what he meant based on either his own circumstance with the wool and linen or else what the norm of people is with regard to that particular object in those particular times. Now, Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer, Konam Shum Shani Toim Ajtei Shabbat, Eno Asur El Adle Le Shabbat. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the elder chaver of Rebbe, says that the same applies to garlic. If a person says, I'm not going to have garlic until Le Shabbat, what he meant was until Friday night, but not Friday night included, because Shalom Kavein Zal Shad Shabbat Ne'erech Me'adam L'chol Shum B'Shum. He means until the time that everybody eats garlic, because we all eat garlic Friday night. That's the famous Takana of Ezra that's mentioned above a comma. That has to do with Onik Shabbat later on that evening. The next Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek. If a man says, and we've seen this already, if a man says to his friend, so now we'll say B says to A, going back to our old A and B from the early Prakim, B says to A, I am not going to get benefit from you unless you come and take a gift for your son. Some wheat, some wine, whatever it is. B can then, when A doesn't show up, B can turn around and have the neder released without Hatarat Chacham. Why? All he has to do is has A say to him, look, you were saying it to honor me. Zeo Kvodi, my honor is that you're not under a neder. In other words, you took a neder to not get any benefit from me unless I come and take a gift from you. You did it to honor me. So that's my honor is achieved much greater if you don't take the neder. So it's released. And now we flip it. If A says to B, you can't get an offer from him. This is a little bit more extravagant. If you don't come and give my son a gift of wheat or shtechavet shlian, barrels of wine, Rameir Ashur Chiyitan. Here Rameir disagrees and distinguishes between the first case and this. Here, until B actually brings the wine, he's not allowed to get benefit. Come and say he could do the same thing. Wow. V'yomarlo, Hare anikilin kabalti. A can turn around when he has charata and say, listen, you know what? Let's pretend that I got it. I'm mochalit, because any debt that's due to you, you can forgive, and it's considered as it was given. Just like with a loan. And therefore, or with any other debt. And therefore, A can say, you know what? We'll consider it as if you gave it, and therefore you're released. Now, hayam esareb balaseit bat achoto. Let's say somebody was pestering you to marry a particular girl, marry my niece, whatever. V'mar konam sha'ashina netli le'olam. And the person took a neder, she'd never get an offer from me. You did it to back the guy off. V'chein amagar eshet ishto. A man divorced his wife. Omer konam ishti v'mar konam ishti netli le'olam. And he made a neder, she can never get an offer from me. These women are allowed to eat in his house and to do business with him, etc. What he meant by hana'ah was clearly marital hana'ah, sexual hana'ah, intimacy, etc. Let's say that one guy was bugging another guy, come and eat in my house, and he really didn't want to. I'm banning myself from entering your house. I won't taste a drop of your water. He's allowed to come into his house and drink cold water. Because what he clearly had in mind was that he's just not going to come over and have the meal. And again, following the lead of Rabbi Yehuda, we look contextually at what the fellow was reacting to when he made the neder, and that's indeed what's banned. All right, Hadran Alach. Konam Yain. We have finished this relatively short parak, and Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast will we begin the next parak on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, parak Rabbi Eliezer, which will deal with the issue of Hatarat Nedarim, a fascinating, intriguing, and stimulating topic, which we will tackle together in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.